98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
A new prize.
What will it be?
Something glamorous.
98 FM.
Welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy. We have stunning prizes up for grabs, and to get your mitts on them, all you have to do is match three words with either myself or Brendan, who hasn't been into the soundproof booth a lot yet.
Not a lot recently. You know, once or twice. I'd like to be in more than
this
I am.
This is a new week. It's a new era. Maybe this week you'll get in. If you match the three words, you could be winning all of these. What's that smell?
Oh. That'll be this new fragrance.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, win a designer fragrance Ooh. Of your choice with this fragrance voucher.
And then treat yourself with this €250 hotel and restaurant voucher.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
You know what I have to say? I love a voucher.
Imagine spritzing yourself. You'd be smelling fabulous. Then you're off to a swanky hotel.
And then
hotel.
You walk into the hotel. Stunning stuff.
Wow.
Good morning and a happy Monday to Claire, who's in Goldstown. You're on 98 FM. Claire, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Hi, Rebecca and Brendan.
Hello, Claire. You've got a car full of kids. Who's with you?
I have Dahi and Dunica with me.
Dahi and Dunica, good morning.
Hello.
Do you listen to Matchy Matchy often, Claire?
We listen every morning. Myself and Dunica are obsessed with it, aren't we?
Oh, good morning.
At what ages are the guys?
So I have Dahi, who is 3, but he's going to be turning 4 at the end of the week.
Exciting.
And I have Dunica, who is 5, turning 6 next week.
Oh, the birthday's very close together.
Yeah, it's very close. 4 days apart. So
no way.
Busy amazing. In your house at the moment. Claire, have you guys decided who you'd like to play with?
Absolutely. Dunica, who are we going to play with?
Brendan.
Oh, Dunica, thank you so much. Oh, you're
adorable.
Brendan's thrilled. Okay, see you in a minute. Brendan's off. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy start of the week brand new prize. Okay, Claire and company in Goatstown. Your first word this morning. Black.
Black cat.
Black cat. Your second word is game.
Game. Game. Game boy.
Game boy. And your third word this morning is carpet.
Cleaner.
Carpet cleaner. So we have black cat, game boy, carpet cleaner. Are you guys happy to lock in those three words?
Do you want to change anything, Dunica?
Yeah.
What do you want to change?
Black to white.
You want, instead of cat, we want white.
Yeah. Okay, we are changing cat to white. Black, white, game boy, carpet cleaner. We are locking them in.
Brilliant.
Okay, Brendan. Someone fetch me Brendan. Where is that man? Brendan's making his way back to the soundproof booth. How are things? Do you remember what it looks like in there?
It's changed a bit. I think it's got bigger.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, the soundproof booth has been extended. Now it's time for you to play, Brendan. Your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy.
Yes.
Black.
Oh, I'm between two. Cat.
Black cat. Your second word. Game.
Boy.
Game boy. And your third word, Brendan. Carpet.
Carpet. I'm between two, but I'm thinking, is there something more obvious? I'm going to say carpet burn.
Carpet burn.
Ooh.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Claire, Dahi and Dunica in Goatstown? When Brendan said black cat and the guys had said black cat originally but changed it to white.
Black white, yeah. I was between the two.
So the guy said black, white, Game Boy, you both said, and then carpet cleaner.
Carpet cleaner. Very good.
Carpet burn, do you remember
carpet
them?
Carpet burn.
Guys, thank you so much for playing. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. Happy birthday for this week and next week to you both. And we're going to send you out a goodie bag.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Claire. Thanks, Dahi and Dunica.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aww. Oh. black cat.
Yeah.
Meow. It wasn't to be this morning, but if you're listening, and maybe you would have matched three with our Brendan, and you'd like to have a go on Matchy Matchy any day this week, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. 98FM's Worldwide Red.
Well, you've loads of telly news this morning.
Well, first we have to chat about last night's I'm a Celeb. The new series has kicked off with 10 stars entering the jungle. 5 arrived via a skydive, including Kelly Brook and H. You couldn't pay me to do that.
No, not me either. The one where they used to have to walk out over the edge of the building, I couldn't even watch it.
I'd rather eat a cucaracha. They then had to battle it out to find a key fob to win 2 seats in a getaway car to bring them to camp, where they would be treated to luxury canapes, comfy beds and a steak for dinner. Eddie and H won that after wading their way through offal and slime. Oh. But sadly for Shona, Kelly and Martin, their journey to camp was less glamorous. They arrived in a cocky van, which is a car that looked like a cockroach.
You'd love that. Beep beep.
Why would I love that?
I don't know why. I think you would.
The next 5 stars then arrived in a luxury villa.
On the Walkin's Town roundabout.
Beep beep. Jack and Angry Ginge came up against Snakes for a place in the glam car.
Angry Ginge, who's not a drag queen but is a YouTube personality. Yes.
The others, Ruby, Kelly and Lisa, they missed out and they were later served emu neck for dinner. The launch episode ended with Ant and Dec heading into camp to reveal that Ruby and Angry Ginge will face the first bush tucker trial of the series, named the Divey, and we're going to find out what that entails tonight when I'm a Celeb continues.
I just really feel like if you were a celebrity, it's not the show you'd want to sign up for.
Absolutely
not. Just sit
not.
In the Big Brother house and have
Stick
a cup of tea.
Me in on the Masked Singer. Next up, Vicky Pattinson has become the 7th star to be voted off Strictly. Now they're going to need to do something about this whole Carry On, because the results keep leaking the night before.
Yeah, they filmed them the night before. Yeah. I don't know how.
God, they're going to have to sort that out. Anyway, poor Vicky, it was her birthday and she missed out on a place in next week's Blackpool special after losing the dance off against EastEnders star Balvinder and her pro partner Julian.
I enjoyed it loads more than I thought I was going to, and I know I let my nerves get in the way. Shirley, you're all right, and I'll probably beat myself up over that, but I never danced before sober and here I am.
Fair play to her, and she's a winner in our hearts for her Cheryl dance.
Oh my gosh, it was such a moment. Finally this morning, our very own Showbiz Shannon was living it up in Las Vegas at BravoCon over the weekend. She got the scoop on all of the hottest reality shows with Hey You. Bravo is celebrating 20 years of the Real Housewives, and a new series has been announced. Yeah, a new series has been announced to mark that milestone called The Real Housewives Ultimate Road Trip. That's going to debut in 2026.
Yep.
Loads of different stops along the way in all the cities, different stars from over the years, reminiscing, maybe dealing with old scraps and trying to just get over the whole thing. I doubt it. There'll be lots of drama. The Real Housewives of Rhode Island is also coming to our screens next year.
Very good.
Brand new series. The trailer's out for that. And Andy Cohen revealed that they have a brand new cast for The Real Housewives of New York that begins filming in a few months. That's just never been the same since they did a big clean sweep and got rid of Luann and Sonia and everything. So I'm intrigued to see what they do with that now, to be honest with you. Shannon caught up with Andy Cohen on the red carpet and asked him if the franchise could ever come to Ireland.
We should do an Irish Housewives. Absolutely. Well, Rosie O'Donnell lives in Ireland now. She could be kind of a Kathy Hilton type.
Agreed.
There you go.
Agreed. Can you imagine The Real Housewives of Dorky?
Who else would be in it? Enya, she wouldn't do it.
Twink.
Linda Martin.
100%.
Yeah, and Doyle.
It writes itself, Brendan,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And also, Shannon caught up with the cast of The Real Housewives of New Jersey about their favourite things about their cast trip to Ireland during season 13.
It was absolutely one of my favorite trips. One of my favorite was in the mud. What was it called? Jumping in the bog was so fun. To stay in the castle, and I thought it was haunted the whole time, and I was like looking for the dead people, and they told me all the castles are haunted. One of our castmates felt the woman in the room, and I swore I saw like a breeze in the air. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I was feeling things in Ireland.
Sorry, I love
Is that
so
the
much.
Time that Rob Kenny saw them walking down the road? Is that
yeah.
them?
Yeah. So, and they were in Cafe on Seine.
Yeah.
The Real so Housewives random. Of New Jersey. All of the videos from Bravo Con are up on our socials at 98FM Dublin on Instagram. And you can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.